Welcome back.
I'm ready.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, joined by my co-host and best friend, Roya.
I am the only best friend.
Miriam is out. She is in, as she would say, across the pond, babes.
She's abroad. She went on exchange for 4 days.
She's in the great UK, the United Kingdom, for a trip.
Yeah.
So and it's going to be us two.
Here we are in Ontario.
The land of the free.
Yep.
And let's get into it. I have a story that when it happened, ew, I was like, this is going on the podcast. Okay, unfortunately, go. Miriam's not here to witness it too, but hopefully she listens to this and is one of our viewers. Maybe we could get 3 viewers this week.
That's a good one.
But basically, on Tuesday, for my TV production class, I was a talent. So that means, like, I'm on camera. I'm the star.
When you were, like, in the beginning stages of pronouncing talent, I thought you were going to say Italian. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was Italian for the day.
Okay, continue.
But yeah, so I was a talent. So we're taught, we've been taught this whole time in the program, be careful, like, when you're on set, because there's hot mics. Like, you never know when a mic is on. You don't want to say anything wrong or, like, bad, because anybody could be listening. Yeah. It could be live. You have no idea. Oh. And, like, we've watched videos where, like, people have lost their jobs because of this. So it's, like, it's a pretty big deal. But I guess for whatever reason that day, it completely slipped my mind that I had to watch what I said.
Oh, God.
And so I was sitting at the desk with my friend. And I just told her, I was like, I confided girl to girl, like, my period cramps are really bad today. Yes.
That's funny.
And she, like, confides in me, like, some stuff that's going on, like, you know, for her. And all of a sudden, I get a text from my phone from my other friend. And she goes, so sorry to hear about your period cramps. And, like, my that's stomach funny. Dropped. Because she was, like, audio. That was her job, was to do audio. So she obviously
wait, at least it was your friend, it. Though.
Yeah, but then I thought everyone heard. Because everyone was, like, connecting onto the, like, intercom. But thank God it was only her who heard.
Oh, wow.
Because if, like, my teachers and, like, all, I would be so embarrassed.
No. But
I'm going to be much more careful about what I say. And I'm kind of glad that's what I said. Like,
Lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. You're like, good thing I didn't say anything like bad, like that, oh, this person sucks.
That's so bad, just thinking of, oh, like, mic mishaps. Oh god.
Yeah, so like they're when, so cringe.
So when, so when can you truly be yourself?
When the mics are off you. And
but
like,
isn't there mics everywhere?
There's mics everywhere. Yeah, yeah. The thing is, we weren't mic'd up, they were just on the table. I didn't click in my head that they were on.
I remember seeing like a TikTok of like places, if like the police is like bugging your house, like where they put it, and I was like,
oh, like where they hide them, like, yeah, because they hide them like in the vents and stuff, right?
Yeah,
they're so sneaky with it.
It's kind of crazy, but yeah. Yeah. That'd be so bad if they caught you. Oh, sorry, I'm just cringing,
right? Like, if I like, I would never say anything like, offensive.
Yeah, yeah,
but like if I did, that would be so bad.
Oof, that's awkward. Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, you learned your lesson. You're a better person now.
It's funny because we were told, like, if you're ever gonna make a mistake, you make it in this class. You don't want to make it like in your real job. And I actually literally did make the mistake in class.
And I think, like, since you made the mistake, you will never forget.
Never ever. I'm literally gonna be mute forever, like.
So then you can't be a talent.
I can't be Italian.
You can't be Italian. Here, my quick update. I already told Jasmine, but I'll just repeat it.
It's so exciting.
Oh, what? Oh. I was gonna talk about my bad encounter.
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about your third job.
Oh, I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Basically, so Thursday night, I had a closing shift at my job, and it was like a bad night. We were strangely busy for a Thursday night. We were there's only 2 of us working, and it was just really bad. So then I'm walking home, and I'm like exhausted, because like I had like class, then I hung out with people, and then I went to work. Like, I was just so tired.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, that morning I actually went to watch the sunrise. So I woke up at 5 a.m.
And then, so you did this to yourself.
Yeah, and then went to school around 7, listened to my audiobook, got breakfast, did a quiz, went to class, hung out with a friend afterwards. Then I got home and then took a nap. Uh-huh. And I wake up and then I go to work. Okay, so that was my day. And then
at work. Sounds pretty solid so far.
Yeah, at work, shitty. It was so busy. Yeah, very. Yeah. So then I'm walking home. I feel like crap. I probably look like crap. Like, you know, and what sucks is the road that I have to walk on is really, really, like, it's students. So it's like people go out on Thursday nights. Super busy, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like someone said date me, or like like I should have just taken an Uber home, because like it's just so like it's so embarrassing just walking home, and then there's everyone like, you know, looking great. And I was like, shit. So I'm walking home, and I'm like in the home stretch, like once you pass a certain point, the roads get like pretty quiet. So I'm like, oh man, like I'm in the clear, like, you know, I can just walk home peacefully. And who do I pass by on my walk? My campus crush. And I was like, oh my god, like, and I was on the phone with my sister.
Cute.
Yeah, I was on the phone with my sister, so she was like, she heard the entire like me just going like talking, and then me going silent for a few seconds, and then me saying, oh my god, it's him. But yeah, so I walked by him, and I was like, wow, glad to see you're doing well. I didn't say that, like I said that in my head, obviously. He probably doesn't know.
Wait, so you didn't speak to him?
Absolutely not. No. In my head, I'm just like, oh yeah, like looks like he's doing well. That's good to see. And I just carried on. But yeah, and I was like, wow. I was telling everyone, I was like, I get it. The universe wanted to pay me back for such a bad day at work, but not like this. Like the universe could have figured its timing out better. Like it could have figured out a time where I looked cute.
It's kind of like I don't remember why, but I guess there's a bet placed between like some American and Canadian company, like they were betting against each other, and like, okay, I could be saying this completely, but basically the bet was paid in a truck full of pennies, and I feel like that's how the universe paid you back.
Yeah, I was like, thank you, but it was like a slap on the back too.
Yeah, like it's a lot of money, but it's in pennies.
That encounter humbled me.
It brought you down a peg. I actually think you needed that encounter.
Justin, shut up. Like,
we all need adversity in our life.
Yeah, because...
And that's your adversity.
Yeah, because on another note, I got another job. Yay!
Yay! Roy's quest to become a billionaire continues. Yeah.
So, I'm a super busy lady now. But I'm really happy, so...
Okay. Be real with me. If we both had $1 billion, right? Uh-huh. What would you do with that money? Like, don't say charity. Don't give me that bullshit. Like, what would you do?
I'd buy myself car insurance and actually drive for once since 2019, 18.
Right, you can buy a car company and call it the Roya. Like, you can...
I'm being humble. Just a bit.
And then the logo could just be your face.
I'd also set up a scholarship fund in my name.
The Roya
Excellence Award. I don't know, something like that. You know,
buy
I don't know
Rolls Royce company and call it the Roya's Royce or something.
Like, I don't know what the criteria would be, but one of them would definitely be cannot swim. Like that's definitely. Imagine like to test out the scholarship fund. Like I throw people.
Whoever drowns wins the money.
So I'd do that with the billion. I'd probably buy myself. Like I wouldn't. I don't think I'm ready for a house yet, but maybe just like a nice apartment.
Oh my god, you're being so humble right
now. And then I'd buy myself so many clothes.
Oh my god. You could do this with like $10,000 and you'd be fine.
Yeah, I could do this with the money I have, but like, I won't.
Because like here I'm thinking, like, I'm gonna buy an island. And oh, I'm wait, gonna yeah, like you're right. Make it like all inclusive and just have everyone like all my friends there and just party.
See,
forever.
I would get an island, but that would mean I'd need like some type of plane to get there, and like knowing that I'm putting those emissions in the air doesn't sit
well.
Oh
my god. you're too pure. What about a boat? We could take a boat. You could
I get seasick.
I can't all believe the reason you're not getting an island is because of the emissions. You're so You're such a good citizen.
Instead of that, I should just buy Center Island.
Yeah. And just I'll buy the CN Tower and just make it a giant statue of me.
I also want to install a gondola. I don't know where I want to install a gondola, but somewhere, because gondolas are so fun.
What's a gondola? Is the thing that like goes up the mountain, right?
Sort of like, it's like a ski lift, but sometimes they just have it to like go around, you know?
Just go from like your one house to another, like your house at the mountaintop to the house at the bottom of the mountaintop. You can buy Blue Mountain.
Or,
oh my god, and rename the amusement park after you.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? I have a billion anyway.
You have a billion. You literally, I don't understand how you will spend a billion.
Here, Jasmine was telling us earlier that her professor recently won the lottery.
Which was insane.
Which is so unfair. Like, that is so unfair that someone richer
the rich
wins.
Get richer.
Truly. Like, this is a model example. So if I win a billion, I'm just going to buy a shit ton of lottery tickets and win. And rub it in everyone's faces. Like, you're broke. Sorry.
You could just keep making that money. Like, you could make it back easily. Just invest in the right things.
Right?
Oh my gosh, I would buy myself a ticket to the Met Gala, and I would be the only person who listens to the theme.
Hey, yeah, but will Anna Wintour like you? Will she let you in? You can buy a ticket, but like, at the end of the day, I'll buy myself in.
I have $1 billion. Anyone can be bought. Yeah, literally anyone can be
bought. Money can buy anything. What else would you do with a million or a billion? Honestly, this is such a fun question.
I would pay like actors to like come over and recreate their movies. My life.
Oh,
but you're just
I hate you
as a play,
like a theater, yeah. Like a theater show. That's funny.
Anyone can be bought, Roya. They'll do it for enough.
Okay, what movie? What movie?
Ooh.
What
Jurassic
movie would
Park,
you...
of course. I would create my own Jurassic Park.
I thought you were going to say I would invest to bring the dinos back.
That's what I mean. I'll do that. Oh my god,
Jasmine,
Roya,
single-handedly annihilates this planet. I mean, it's already on its way to destruction, but like Jasmine just spearheads
the
movement.
Yeah, it's like the planet is on fire, but also dinosaurs.
Yeah. Like, get lit.
Like, aren't they trying to bring back the woolly mammoth?
Oh, I heard about that, yeah. Something like that.
That would be crazy. Imagine seeing just a big, fat, furry elephant.
Wow. Wow.
And they're bigger than elephants. Like, they're huge. Anyways, fine. I guess it's not as cool to you. But for me, a nature lover. Hey, you're the one who's all talking about emissions.
Yeah,
you
I
should
was like,
care about
nature
this.
Lover. You're the one who wants to buy a private island and destroy it.
Not destroy
it,
just like
you're
turn it to my first
island.
Okay. Ground.
Okay, Christopher Columbus. Okay. Keep walking. Keep sailing. Keep sailing. Another thing I'd do with a billion, I would organize the fire festival. But just make it better.
Like, make it good.
Yeah, just actually follow through. Wait, no, I wouldn't. Because people took private planes there, so that's not good for the environment.
You're gonna be the first billionaire to never take a private jet. Like,
honestly, like, personally, I have no interest in, obviously, I want to travel, but you know how people, like, really, like, want, like, traveling is, like, their number one goal in life? Like, for me, that really takes a backseat. Like, I'm like, yeah, it'd be nice to go see around, like, go place to place, but, like, I'm not in, like, a rush. I haven't planned, because you know how some people plan, like, you know, after they do this, they're going to go on, like, a year-long trip. I was like, yeah, I'm, like, that's fun, but it's, like, personally, like, I have no interest.
I don't get how people, like, want to travel, because there's some places, obviously, that you'll be safe in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's so many places in this world where it's just not that safe to go.
It's scary.
It's scary. I don't want to get, like, arrested or, like, kidnapped or, like, what if I don't speak the language? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not that kind
You're
of
gonna
adventurous
get scammed.
Person. Yeah. You know what? Bro, in Thailand, mm-hmm. they have, like, these tourist attractions and they have signs for them with the pricing.
Oh, yeah, and it's more expensive in English, but then
yes,
in
it's
Thai.
More expensive in English. And if you can read Thai, then you get it basically a discount. And I remember I went with my mom's sister and my uncle who lives there. And he basically told us, like, when we line up to buy our tickets, like, don't say a goddamn word. Like, they cannot know you're not one of us.
That's funny.
Or else they'll charge you more. Yeah.
Yeah, traveling.
I would so get scammed.
Oh, easily. Oh, yeah. I would get scammed too.
He was like, if you're nice to me, okay.
Yeah, I'm too naive to travel.
Yeah, especially alone. Oh, my God.
I didn't share a big update.
What is it?
So on Monday, I had a really busy day. First, I had an opening shift at work, and then I had 30 minutes to run to class. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then after class, I went to Staples to buy myself notebooks, and I'm walking back home. And like, take in this, that whole day, the only things my body is running on 2 mini waffles with Nutella on them,
uh-huh.
and like little scoops of gelato and some water. That's all.
Oh, man.
That's all in my system. So I was really like not nauseous, but I was like really tired.
Yeah.
And I'm walking home and I'm like, wow, home stretch. Like, I'm getting there. I'm walking and there's this like person and he's like, can you call the ambulance? And I'm like, ooh. Huh? So then this person, he was homeless and he was a double amputee.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, can you call like the ambulance for me? Because everyone kept like walking by and like I stopped. So I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, oh, so first of all, like I figure out like why he needs the ambulance. And I call and I've never called 911 ever in my life.
What was it like? I've never either knocked on wood. So God,
I
don't want
to. I was trying to figure out because you know how there's a bunch of other like numbers you can call.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was like, what do I just call 911 or do I call one of these numbers? So I ended up just calling 911. So I'm like trying to figure out where I am, trying to explain the situation, and I'm like, they're like asking me all these questions, but I'm like, sorry, I was just walking home, like I don't know anything. It was like insane.
Wait, so like when you call 911, are they like? Do you need an like? How do you? What do they ask you? Like,
I think.
Or is it 911? What's the emergency? Like,
I think it was that. Like, it was such a blur where it's like, they just asked me, I think A, where I was,
mm-hmm.
and then B, what was going on, and then just a bunch of like questions. Because for example, the person that I was calling for needed to get cleaned, and mm-hmm. then his blood sugar was high.
Mm-hmm.
So like because of that, like the operator was like asking me like, oh, does he feel nauseous? Like is he gonna throw up? Like all these questions, and I was like, I don't know.
And is the person like nice or like really monotone?
Which one?
Like the operator.
Yeah, they're pretty like monotone. Like I don't know. It's like it was really weird because I felt like I was inconveniencing them. Like the operator.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, since I just walked by, like, I didn't really know what was going on. Like, I just mm-hmm. called the ambulance. So, like, they're, like, asking me all these questions, and I felt so bad for not being able to answer them.
Oh, that's why you felt like you're angry.
Yeah, because I felt like I was wasting time trying to figure everything out. Basically, we wait, like, 15 minutes, and, like, not many people stopped. And that's one thing that was really sad. And, like, the guy who I called, it, like, the ambulance for was, like, crying, and he was like, thank you for stopping. Like, mm-hmm. he was, like, everyone was walking by. And then, because, like, in the place that I live, there's, like, a big, like, homeless population. And then, like, I feel like lots of people, like, avoid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then...
They
so
get, like, desensitized to it.
Yeah. So then I stopped, and he started crying. He's, like, thanking me. And he's, like, you should become a nurse. I was, like, sorry, man. I'm too dumb to be a nurse. Like, I'm, like, thank you for the compliment. But I'm, like, I'm not smart enough. But then, like, I was just chatting with him, obviously, to just keep him, like...
company?
Yeah. Because, like, it took the ambulance, like... I'll explain that later, but it took him a long time. So, basically, like, we're chatting, and then he's, like... He was, like, yeah, you just look like a really nice person. Like, when I saw you, I thought, like, you would help me.
Did like, you have oh, your mask God. On?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, I think I just have dazzling, charming eyes. But
my eyes just... Eyes are the window to the soul.
Truly. So, then... The part that made me, like, really, really sad. Because, like, obviously, like, I was so, like, overwhelmed in the situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really know what was going on. But, like, one part that, like, actually, like, I was like, oh, that's so sad. It was, like, I was, like, asking for his name. Because I, mm-hmm. you know, like, I feel like when you talk to someone, you should at least know their name. So then I asked for his name, and then he starts crying. And I was like, I can't do this right now. Like, it was just really sad.
Because no one ever asked for his name.
Yeah, because everyone just, like, walks by.
Oh my God, I just start bawling.
Yeah, so then he like tells me about his life, like how he ended up in like in the place where he's at right now. Mm-hmm. It was just really, really sad. And then maybe like 15 minutes later, an ambulance finally shows up. But since they know him because he has to go to the hospital often. But the thing is, the hospital doesn't have a room for him. Like, they can't keep him. So then he gets...
Because of COVID or just in general?
I think just in general, like, I don't know why, like, the hospital can't keep him, but they can't. So then that's why he just ends up on the streets, because he has nowhere to go. And, like, all his medication was in, like, another place. Like, it was complicated. So the first ambulance comes, and they recognize him. And, like, that was his... He already went to the hospital two other times in the day. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, I think so... I'm guessing, like, the paramedics, like, they recognized him. Like, they knew him. So then, like, they're talking with him. And then, basically, I don't think we were an emergency since they know him. So then they had, like, another call that they had to go to. So they're, like, another paramedic is on their way. Like, we have to go to this other place. So I'm, like, okay. So they leave. And then while this is going on, like, it was really sad. There's so another lady stopped and went to go get, like, the guy food. Mm-hmm. But then, like, this is when the first ambulance showed up. So then the guy was, like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to get me food. Like, you know, the ambulance is here. So then, like, the lady who, like, also, her and her husband, who, like, stopped, they, like, pull me aside, and they're, like, oh, my God, like, God bless you. And I was, like, me? God bless me? Like, whoa, they're, like, you're so, I don't know, like, it was really weird getting, like, gassed for this, because I was, like, you know, it's, like, I really didn't do much. Like, I literally just called 911.
I know what you mean. It's, like, being gassed for, like, not, like, kind of doing the bare minimum, but yeah, also, it's like, it's so good.
It's so sad that I would consider this the bare minimum, but it isn't in reality.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
So then we wait. So that ambulance leaves. We wait another like 15 minutes, like a lot of time. Like it took quite a while. And take in that I could have walked to the hospital faster. Yeah. I could have walked because there's two hospitals. I could have walked to both in the amount of time that it took the ambulance to come. So like I'm sure they had things. But eventually like a paramedic comes and then like I like tell him what was happening, and he's like, okay, like thank you for staying, like you can head on out now. And I was like, are you sure? And then they're like, yep. And then I just carried on my walk home and then got home, ate soup, and I was like, what a day.
When did it actually hit you that that's what you did? Because I'm pretty like, sure it didn't hit you in the moment.
Oh yeah, like when I got home and I was just eating,
that's when it hit you.
Yeah. And I was, did you like cry? Whoa. No, I was just really sad. It was just, I don't know.
It's like bittersweet. Like, it's sad, like, that no one else helped.
Yeah,
him,
it was bittersweet because it's like, yeah, it's like I got help for him. I have a home. Like, I'm going.
Yeah.
To a place to sleep. I have food, and I was just really sad. I don't know. Wow. Like, I feel like
person it's of the year award.
No. Like, I just like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think I did anything like crazy. I don't know. But it does put in perspective that it's like, not many people would stop.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. But yeah, that was my crazy update. And it's so weird because I whenever I see like my call history, I just see like 911. I was like, whoa.
So I don't weird. Even know what to say to that. That's a story.
Yeah, so my message to the people, be kind to others. I'm an inspiration to all, lol.
You should do with $1 billion you have, you make a new Nobel Peace Prize category for like your,
like, honestly, like,
for you.
Yeah, just for me. I win it every time.
It to them and like,
and they, I win it.
Yeah, you present it to yourself.
Yeah,
you know at the Oscars when they do like lifetime achievement awards?
Yeah,
it's just for that's you. Do something nice today.
Yeah, do something nice today. Treat others how you would like to be treated.
But there's something so, I don't know if satisfying is the right word, but like when you do something, a good thing for someone,
it feels so good. But it's like, I'm like, man, am I a bad person for like being proud, you know?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know, but like you can't help but feel just like,
like, no, I know exactly,
like,
what you
mean. I feel good about it, but it's like I feel good about someone's bad situation.
Like, you don't want to brag about it, but you also kind of want to talk about it.
But it's
it.
Like I also want to brag because not many people do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's so conflicting because I'm like, oh.
Wow, the range that we've had in this podcast in the first like half hour is crazy.
It's like, Yeah, look at us. We're just so talented.
We're talking about like insane wealth and then doing the right thing.
Ugh, look at us. We're so versatile.
We were trying to think of what to talk about. And because our podcast is always, you know, topical and always
recent,
right up to the date or whatever, on mm-hmm. up to date, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the week old news of the Blue's Clues guy returning, which I actually feel really bad. I forget his name. Is it Steve?
I think so.
Steve from Blue's Clues returning.
In that little video. And it was so cute.
It was heartwarming.
It was so heartwarming. I don't know. Like, I just felt really old. I felt old and sad.
The thing is, I guess I missed the episode where he left because I didn't realize he left. And I was just watching reruns.
Yeah. But yeah, that video, it was just so cute. It was like what I needed.
I always wanted a notebook like his, but like seeing it now, I'm like, that doesn't really make much sense. The spirals are a little too big and that crayon is too big.
And there's not enough space to write anything.
No, there isn't. But I wanted one so bad.
That's how you tell we've become older. We've become more practical.
But speaking of Blue's Clues, Treehouse was a big thing for us to watch on TV when we were younger. Yeah.
What channel was it for you? I was 65.
Oh, of course. 65 was Treehouse and 505, I think. Uh-oh. That doesn't make any sense right now. That would be Sportsnet. But I think it's 205. I always knew Discovery Channel too.
Oh, I was like, where you get? Yeah, of course, you dino loving freak.
Hey, I didn't just watch National Geographic. Oh my god, Roy, the amount of animal documentaries I watch, facts I know.
I'm surprised you didn't go any, like, your career didn't go anywhere with like animals.
I wanted to be a zookeeper.
Oh, there it is.
That was my dream job. Paleontologist when I was 4, zookeeper when I was a little more practical and realized I didn't want to stare at bones all day.
Hey, wait, this is one of my prompts.
What was it?
What was the job you wanted until you realized it was unrealistic?
Oh my god, let's do it.
Here we go.
Let's do it. Okay, so there you go. So I want to be a paleontologist, but then like in the shows and like in person, it looks so obvious that this is a dinosaur skeleton. Mm-hmm. But when like you're in the field, see like a little tooth and you have to piece together the whole story and like I can't, no way, that I don't have the patience for that. I wanted to live in Montana, Roy, you don't understand. I was like, I could, like, Montana's where all the dinosaur bones were, and I was like, I'm moving to Montana, baby.
Here I come.
Yeah, and then I wanted to be a zookeeper. Then I didn't want to shovel animal shit for a living.
Yeah, I was wondering, I was like, why don't you? But makes sense.
Yeah.
For me.
I went to a farm in grade 1 and I couldn't stand the smell. And I was like, if I can't handle a farm, I can't do a zoo.
Oh, but you know what looks like such a fun job? You know, panda babysitters?
Yes! Oh my gosh. That's when I was like,
them, like,
rekindled.
Throw the like, the yeet the pandas.
Or like just any of the baby animals that are so cute.
They're so cute. But yeah, my dream job, not as a kid, but like, you know, like when I was getting at the age where it's like I was sort of had to
thinking
slowly
about it.
Yeah. I'm a lover of true crime. I don't know. Since I was a kid, like my mom would watch like Forensic Files or like 48 Hour Mysteries, and I would just sit in and watch. So it's like, not that I was desensitized to everything, but it's like at a young age, like since I was exposed to it, it never bothered me growing up.
Uh-huh.
So I was always into it. So I was like, I want to be like a detective.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my god, like dream job. But then I realized you have to be a cop. Man, I don't want to be a cop before being, you know.
How old were you, or like, for this?
Like, maybe like 15, 14.
Oh, so pretty old. I thought you were like 7.
Oh, no. Like this was at the age where I was like, oh, you know, I should start picking courses that relate to what I want to do, like this
era. Wow, yeah.
But then I was like, I should be a detective. But I was like, you will not catch me being a cop. Absolutely not. I'd rather die than be a cop. and then I was like, okay, what else can I do that relates to that? I was like, ooh, like forensics.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, ooh, science.
Chemistry.
And then I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna do geography.
Like, why can't it be like the shows where I just look at it and just say it's blood and everyone takes my word for it?
like, I always thought it was cool when it's, like, they look at blood splatter, and they're like, oh, it's this direction. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I would totally physics. Get the direction wrong. Yeah. So I'd like, be like, I'd get into the crime scene, I'd lick my finger, and be like, where's the wind blowing? Ew. Like, they're like, this is a house, there is no wind.
But yeah, so those were my dream jobs growing up. Until I realized, man, I'm dumb.
So you want to be in crime.
Yeah.
I remember in, like, grade one when I genuinely thought the three career paths were police, firefighter, and, like, doctor. Yeah. And I chose to be a firefighter because, like, I was like, I don't want to hurt people as a police officer.
My life went on, like, from a kid, was, like, I want to be a teacher. Teacher, 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 teacher. And then I was like, ooh, then I you know, went off a bit with, like, detective and forensics. And I was like, mm-hmm. when I realized I couldn't do that, I was like, ooh, teacher. Because I've always wanted, you know, because mm-hmm. I love, like, not even teaching, like, I don't know. But, yeah, so then I, like, did co-op in a kindergarten class because I thought I was going to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And then once I went into university, I was like, yeah, I don't want to be a teacher. Oh, wait. Can you hear the siren?
Yeah, that's kind of funny. We were talking about, like, dream jobs.
And then here it is, a siren.
Here they are. That could be us.
Yeah. Maybe they're here to take me and, like, put me in school.
They're like, you gotta love a cop.
They enlist me to become, like, I don't know.
They're but like, yeah. We heard you watch so much true crime documentaries. We need you.
I am a genius. I'm a prodigy. But yeah, so that's how my life went. And now, who knows what I'm going to do? I just want to be a billionaire's wife.
No, I think you want to be a billionaire. I think you're getting away from the whole, like, trophy wife idea.
No, okay, no, my whole thing is, like, I want to work really hard now.
Uh-huh.
So then, like, later on, when I don't work, and I am a trophy wife, I don't feel bad, because I worked really hard.
Like, you want to be a trophy wife, but, like, she had, like, human roots. Like, that's what you want to be. Like, that would make you more humble.
I have a humble upbringing.
You're like those actors who are like, well, I worked a minimum wage job when I was younger. Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally me. So, like, yeah, that's actually why I'm...
Like, while you sit on your throne, you're like, I used to be you. I worked at a gelato shop.
Yeah. I dealt with bad customers. I was in customer service.
Like, you just want to be a little bit more relatable before you become a trophy wife.
Exactly. I was like, they're gonna, like, my future husband will just fall in love with how authentic I am and how real I am.
And the tabloids are like, oh my god, she's one of us.
Yeah.
She watches TV.
Yeah.
And she uses the toilet.
Another thing I realized, like, so I kept joking how it's like, oh, if I have a boyfriend, they need a drive because what I want isn't a boyfriend, it's a chauffeur. So it's like, I keep making jokes about that. So I have my new one. Okay, so my original plan this year was to go into a coding class, like a comp sci one. But, like, I emailed them about it. The school never responded, so I'm just not in the class. So then, I was like, shoot. Because I do want to learn how to code, because I think it's going to be useful for, like, my future.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I could, like, my goal this year was, like, to just learn it with my free time. But it's like, I just haven't done it yet. Mm-hmm. So what I need isn't a boyfriend, it's a boy that knows how to code so they can be my tutor and teach me. I have very selfish motivations. I think that's what's clicking in.
But yeah. You know what, like, that kind of off the trophy wife thing. What? I hate when celebrities do, like, the most basic things and people, like, freak out over it. Like, oh my god. Like, this couple went for dinner at this restaurant. Everyone's like, oh my god! Like, we go there too! Like, they're human beings, people. Like, chill.
That's gonna be me when I become famous. When I become rich.
I can't wait for, like, I'm at a Shopper's Drug Mart and you're on the magazine stand.
Tabloids.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I love how we came here from talking about Treehouse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was a big, fat detour. But uh-huh. Treehouse, what were the biggest shows for you?
Channel 65. Here, can you guess? Guess what my favorite show was?
Okay.
I'll give you two guesses.
Okay. Wait, can you give me like some sort of hint or
If
no?
I give it, it's going to be too obvious.
Okay, fine. Is it Okay, fine. Okay, you know how like there were shows that were like 20 minutes long and then there were the mini shows like Tupi and Binu and stuff?
Okay, I think
Are you talking about the big ones or the little ones?
I think this would classify as a mini one, but like I think, you know when they have one time slot but they showed more episodes?
Yeah.
I think it was like that.
Shoot, I genuinely can't think of it.
Listeners at home, try to guess. Here, if I give a hint.
No, don't give a hint. Don't give a hint.
I'll try to think of a hint that isn't.
Was it?
Okay, it had two main characters.
Tupi and Binu?
No.
Two main characters? Was it Dora?
No. Oh, that's a good guess, though.
What is it, then?
Max and Ruby.
Yeah, okay, that's a really good show.
Biggest Max and Ruby fan. Like, I still love it to this day. Like, even when my little
Ruby's
brother was
such a little bitch.
Hey, shut up.
Sorry.
Even when my little brother was growing up, I forced this kid to watch Max and Ruby because I wanted to watch Max and Ruby.
It's so funny for me to hear like what my like mom thought of these shows now. Because like obviously in the time she would just watch it because I wanted to watch it, but like hearing her actual opinion on it, she hated Max and Ruby because she hated Max. She's because Max was like a little shit who didn't speak. My mom hated that. And she also didn't like Caillou because he was a big whiner. He just cry over. He was such a whiner.
Yeah, Caillou did whine a lot.
And also, he had such an annoying whining voice. I don't want to wait. Like, well, that's literally
Caillou,
what he did.
Caillou, is that you?
Hey, Raya. But like,
Rosie.
I Rosie.
My sister's gonna hate that I said that because that's my sister's name. But you know what was another good show?
What?
Timothy Goes to School.
Ooh,
Timothy Goes to School had the representation it needed, but they were all animals.
Okay, why do you, like, there was representation in these shows, and these weren't even people. Like,
exactly. This was
like Franklin, had a snail, you had a goose, you had an otter. Also, the episode where Otter moved away.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, really hit.
Like, you were a big Franklin kid, right?
Like, I had books. Yeah, I had so many books.
I was definitely more of a Max and Ruby type of gal. You know what was another good show on Treehouse?
What?
Foursquare. Heppity, heppity,
heppity, hoppity. I hated
it. Shut up.
No, it was awful. I was not a fan. Also, like, I just love the orange square with, like, the Swedish guys.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask. I was like, well, what was your favorite square?
My favorite square was blue because I like blue.
It would always play before going to school, like in the morning. Like, there'd always be a Foursquare. So I remember that, like, whenever it was like the one of them like doing movements, I was like,
okay. Do you remember the mini show that was like, it was black and they were like kids and they glowed?
No.
It was, I don't remember the name. I don't remember the concept. I just remember I hated that mini show. Every time it was on, I'd look at my sister and we'd be like, ugh, this show. It was like always like a black background and like these kids like dance.
Wait, was it like sort of like shadow puppets?
Kind of. I don't know.
I think I know, and I think I didn't like it either. If we're thinking about the thing,
it brought the mood down. Like, what, you're on a Franklin High and that came on and you're like, damn.
Oh, another good one, Big Comfy Couch.
Ew.
Big Comfy Couch made me think I was flexible, but I wasn't, in fact, not at all. I was like, how could she move her body like that?
I still don't understand. Could she do that, or was that like
that's when I realized. That's when I realized some people are just built different.
I love the little dust mites on the under the couch.
Like, I will always be an inferior being to her, and I just have to accept that and just take the L and go home.
I wonder if she still does that today.
Yeah, I hope she's doing well.
So, obviously, there are shows my parents didn't like, but there's one that, like, as a family, we all recognize that this show slapped, and this was The Backyardigans. My parents still rave about that show.
Backyardigans is so good.
They were all about the soundtrack before it became a TikTok trend.
Truly. It was like, The Backyardigans just knew what they were doing. Whoever made the show. The concept
is incredible. Just like using your imagination.
Yeah. And the voice actors, great.
Yeah. Okay. But on the count of three, say the character you hated.
Wait. Oh, I know who's going to be. Okay. Three, two, one.
Tasha. Oh my God. I could not stand her. And also like the irrelevant Austin who would just show up every once in a while.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm really like what was his purpose in the show?
Just like I guess like, when they needed an extra person.
But why? Like I was just really.
He's the new kid on the block for sure, and like his parents probably were like, told the kids like hang out with him, please.
I was just so like.
Like, every time Austin came on the screen, we're like, ew, like, get out.
But yeah. So, you know, those are our kid shows. So now let's age a bit. So, like, what shows did we watch when we were getting older? I will say my top three. Okay. Or top three in terms of ones that I remember being really good.
Okay, go for it.
Number one, Recess. Recess. Uh-huh. Will forever be a top tier show. I rewatched it when I was older. It is so good. So good. Number two, Ruby Gloom. People may not remember that show. I think it was on YTV. Uh-huh. It was more like, you know, like dark. Like you wouldn't like it, Jasmine.
Uh-huh.
And number three, this is the one I had to like Google right now because I completely forgot like the name. Like I know the character's name. I just didn't know the show name. Fillmore. Do you remember that show? It was about... No.
Yeah, what was it about?
It was a family show, and, like, it's basically these two characters, and they're, like patrol, like, security, like, but they're students. There's, like, mm-hmm. Ingrid and Cornelius, and then they just, like, solve mysteries, like,
that's,
in their
that's
school.
That's where it started, Roya, for you.
Yeah, that's my root.
Oh, my God, that's the roots. Yeah. Now, in my house, censorship was very strong. It was like I was censored as a child very strongly. I was not allowed to watch SpongeBob, and I was not allowed to watch YTV or Teletoon.
How about Fairly Odd Parents? No, I'm guessing not that one. Either.
Like yeah, all these that one, shows that people rave about, I was never allowed to watch.
Ooh.
It was the forbidden channels.
Oh my God!
Like if I was caught watching YTV, it was like I was doing like heroin. Like
I remember like literally a few months ago I went through this whole phase of like SpongeBob theories. Like seeing all like the theories people have on like the show, and I was like uh-huh. Whoa.
I remember in my journal, because like I could only watch YTV and Teletoon when we were on vacation, so I literally wrote like I was allowed to watch YTV! Exclamation point. Like, a bunch of exclamation points. Like, so what happened to me, censored child? I was deprived.
Like, yeah, Justin's itching for freedom.
And I wasn't allowed to watch the family channel, until I was, like old.
Was there a show? Have you ever, like, secretly watched it? Or, like...
No, I never. I was such a, like, good a rule follower. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's funny.
So yes. Those shows you mentioned, no idea what those are.
Yeah, those are, I would say those are more of, like, the underground. Like, if you know, you know. If you're cool, you know them. Like, I would say Fillmore is, like, my best take. And, like, people who know that show are elites. Like, they, because like, I rewatched Fillmore when I was older. I don't know when, like, a few years back. And, like, it is genuinely, like, a good show. Because it's, like, a mystery happens, and, like, there's security, so they like, solve the mysteries, and like they're so elaborate, like the plot, and I'm like wow, they kind of snapped on this one.
The other day my dad had a client over, like mm-hmm. and she brought her kids, like we knew she was gonna bring her kids, so my dad told me to like leave out some like toys and books for them mm-hmm. and so I had to go find like my old toys and books, and the amount of nostalgia aww. I experienced getting these things, I was getting so excited. I was like, I can't wait to have a child. And they're going to just read these books. And they're going to play with these toys. And, like, I'm not going to buy them anything new.
What was the toy or book that hit home for you?
So, there are the Calico Critters. Calico Critters, have you heard of them?
Yeah.
Because every, like, Christmas or my birthday, like, my grandparents would get me some. Mm-hmm. So, like, we built up this collection, and, like, just opening the box and seeing all the little aww. Toys, like brought back memories. And then the books I chose, because I was being very, like, these kids need to read these books. Like, that was my mentality.
Which Franklin book?
I have these thick classics. It's called Franklin Classics. It's just a bunch of Franklin books in one book. Like, wow. A mega book. So I got both of those for them. Duh. I was reading them. I felt like I was, like, six again when I was reading them.
Now, alternative question, did those kids actually read them?
They did. Oh, they read the books. Yeah, so.
I like how we're shocked.
I win. I was kind of shocked that they would want to read a book. I thought they'd just want to play on an iPad or something.
Yeah, speaking of books and toys, there's this one book. I really want to find it, because I remember when my little brother was growing up. Like, that's when I, like, remembered it. So, there's this one book. It was about a dad and a daughter going grocery shopping. And it's like, them going through it and the dad, like, saying no to, like, the unhealthy things. Or, like, the daughter wants to buy, like, a big cake. But the dad's like, no, we can buy it, like, next time, basically. So I, for some reason, loved this book. Like, I loved it so much. Yeah. So apparently, I don't remember this. But my sister told me I did this as a kid. Like, it was just really cool that it's, like, I can't remember, but everyone else remembers.
Uh-huh.
So apparently because my mom would always read it to me. Apparently one night I told my mom, I was like, Mom, like, let me read it. And then I read it. And then they were like, whoa, like, she's a genius. Because I was still, like, at a young age where I probably couldn't read.
Yeah.
Like, and the reason why I was able to, like, read it is because I just recited from memory the book. And I was like, wow, like, I was set up to be a genius child, but here I am.
That you're a genius. Oh my god, they're like, she can read. But you, like, can only read, like, big cake.
No, you can't have cake. But yeah,
that's so funny. Your parents were probably like, oh my god, this is our ticket to freedom. Like, she's the next Steve Jobs.
I grew up, went through my tween phase, was a brat, and here I am, science and math dropout.
That's really funny. Yeah, I can't believe, like, you memorized the whole book.
Yeah, so, like, I really want to find the, like, because I know we have it, I just don't know where it is. I really want to get my hands on it.
It's so, like, the words can't describe when you find, like, old books and you open it up. I also got one for them, the Tooth Fairy book, because I was trying to, like, indoctrinate them into the Tooth Fairy. I secretly wanted, like, because, like, they're young, so I don't think they've lost a tooth yet, but I secretly wanted them to, like, get in the head of the Tooth Fairy and, like, like, set home, you know? So that she has to be the Tooth Fairy.
I remember one time, so I hated, like, losing teeth. Like, you know how some kids were, like, chill with it?
Oh, like, my sister hated
was, it. Yeah, so my sister was, like, really good with it, but I was so bad. Like, I think that, like, that's a huge reason why I needed braces, is because,
did,
like,
you, like, let it go too long?
Yeah. So it's, like, that's a huge reason, because I was just so terrified and I hated it. Yeah, so, like, it was such a tough process for me to lose my baby teeth. And I remember one time, so I lost a tooth and I put it on my bed and I got, like, $20 and I was like, yeah!
That's, like, a million bucks for a kid.
Yeah, and I was like, yes, thanks, Papa. Because I knew it wasn't a tooth fairy. I knew it was my dad. I was like, thank you.
I remember, like, the first time I lost my tooth, traumatizing, because the moment was wiggly, and my mom was like, it's coming out, and I was like, no, this is a whole fight, the thing is, I kept my teeth, so you can see, the first two teeth I lost, the roots are so freaking long, and the others were, I don't tell my mom, and they just, like, fall out, like, a little more naturally, they look a little more normal, like, oh my god. But I remember, like, after losing two teeth, I never told my mom when I had a wiggly tooth. I kept that shit a secret.
I just hated the process. It was just,
isn't that horrible. Crazy, Maria, that we had an era where teeth were just falling out?
Ew. I don't, like, think how, about,
like,
it,
that's disgusting. I had a wiggly tooth right now, I'd freak.
And also think about, like, us as kids just, like, wiggling it with our tongue or, like, with our finger.
Yeah, with our nasty little, and, like, school
and it's literally
fingers,
like, hanging on by who knows what type of thread.
And those bitches who would, like, spin their tooth around, like, ew.
Ew. Ew. Oh, those god, rot in hell. They, like, sometimes it was so bad. Oh, I hated losing god teeth.
And we'd show it off, like, if I came up to you now, I was like, check this out, and I pushed my tongue against my tooth and it popped a bit, you'd slap me.
Like, but the pride you felt when you lost it at school and then went to the office and got the little container for it.
Badge of honor.
it's a badge of honor, but it's also the attention.
I remember early in elementary school, they stopped doing it later on, but mm-hmm. they would announce when it was your birthday.
Oh, that was the best fan. No, I was always
loved
so,
it.
I was always so salty because my birthday growing up, A, always fell on the weekends or PA day.
Yep.
And then during high school, my birthday fell on the one day you don't have exams. And I was like, yeah, that's good, but like the attention.
My birthday was always on the family day long weekend. There's no way it would be on a weekday.
Well, this is the adversity we've experienced.
But they would announce the weekend birthdays too. I would just have to be lumped in with more people. So I wouldn't get the same, like, you know, time in the
recognition.
Sun. Yeah.
Wow, so unfair.
It's kind of like when, like, when you win best actor versus, like, when a movie wins and everyone's on stage.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. Because you didn't win it yourself. You won it with everyone
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
It's like it's basically a participation ribbon from Track
really,
and Field.
It truly is. Well.
Basically.
I think that was a pretty good episode.
Yeah. We got our footing later on.
I don't know what
first half, the first half was a blur, but we picked it up.
So thank you for sticking around if you're still listening.
I love how at the end of the episode we do like a game recap. Like a moral of the story, be a kind person.
Oh yeah, that happened.
And maybe humble yourself, read some of your childhood books, and learn the lessons that they teach, you know? Because those lessons can carry on and make people nice.
Wow. Thank you. Wow.
That's my Nobel Peace Prize speech that I awarded to myself. Thank you.
That's what it says on the certificate when you win the award.
She was a good person.
That was really well spoken. But
thank you.
Thanks for listening, I mean. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Miriam. And see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.